Good morning, Anchor. This is Kaylee Chella checking in. Here's what you need to know for the day. The number of homes destroyed by lava bursting out of Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has climbed to 5. The figure rose as many evacuees prepared for the eruption to last for weeks or even months. The Hawaiian Volcanoes Observatory said 8 volcanic vents opened in the Big Island residential neighborhood of Leilani Estates since Thursday. The vents initially spewed lava, but had calmed down by late Saturday and were only releasing steam and gas. Scientists say Kilauea is likely to release more lava through more vents, but they're unable to forecast exactly where the lava will appear. The Leilani Estates area is at the greatest risk for more lava outbreaks. Hawaii County has ordered more than 1,700 people to evacuate Leilani Estates and the adjacent neighborhood. A frail Senator John McCain has been receiving a stream of visitors and good wishes at his Arizona ranch as he confronts the aftermath of brain cancer treatment and surgery. Former Vice President Joe Biden sat with McCain for 90 minutes last Sunday, according to people close to both men. Biden followed McCain's closest friends, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and retired Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who visited McCain at the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix 2 weeks ago. McCain's daughter Megan tweeted Friday that she was heading to her father's side, tweeting, quote, "Going home to Arizona to be with my family. Thank you all again for your prayers, patience, understanding, and compassion during this time. It means the world to me and my family." McCain, who is 81, had hoped to return to the Senate where he served since 1987. He has been unable to do so after cancer treatment and surgery for an intestinal infection last month. Despite that, he's finished work on a new book being released on May 22nd called The Restless Wave, and he continued to advocate for a return to the days when partisans could disagree without demonizing each other. McCain said in audio excerpts from his book reported by National Public Radio, quote, "I'd like to see us recover our sense that we're more alike than different." McCain hasn't been seen in public since December, just before he was hospitalized for a viral infection at Walter Reed National Medical Center in Maryland. He then returned home to Arizona to recover, do physical therapy, and continue cancer treatment at the Mayo Clinic. On December 17th, his office issued a news release saying he was looking forward to returning to Washington in January, but McCain did not return. If you want to bust a racing curse, call Bob Baffert. The white-haired trainer smashed a jinx that stood for 136 years when Justify splashed through the stop to win the Kentucky Derby by 2.5 lengths on Saturday. Not since Apollo in 1882 had a colt won the Roses without racing as a 2-year-old. Now Baffert is in position to make another run at the Triple Crown. 3 years ago, he trained American Pharoah to the sport's first sweep of the Derby, Preakness, and Belmont in 37 years, and just the 12th ever. Records and streaks are made to be broken, and Baffert is certainly on a tear. Months after the horror of the Parkland school shootings in Florida, President Trump stood before the cheering members of the National Rifle Association on Friday and implored them to elect more Republicans to Congress to defend gun rights. Trump claimed that Democrats want to outlaw guns, and said if the nation takes that dramatic step, it might as well ban all vans and trucks because they are the new weapons for quote-unquote maniac terrorists. As he sought to rally pro-gun voters for the 2018 congressional elections, Trump said, quote, "We will never give up our freedom. We will live free and we will die free. We've got to do great in 18. Activists energized by shootings at schools, churches, and elsewhere are also focused on the elections. In the aftermath of the February shootings at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, which left 17 dead and many more wounded, Trump had temporarily strayed from gun rights dogma. During a televised gun meeting with lawmakers in late February, he wagged his finger at a Republican senator and scolded him for being quote-unquote afraid of the NRA, declaring that he would stand up to the group and finally get results in quelling gun violence. But obviously, he later backpedaled on that tough talk. He was clearly back in the fold at the NRA's annual convention, pledging that Americans' Second Amendment rights to bear arms will, quote, "never ever be under siege as long as I am your president." Signing off for the Anchor News Rundown, this is Kaylee Chella reporting.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.